Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, today we'll study the scriptures that reveal to us the destruction of the city of Babylon. 4,500 years ago, Babylon became the world headquarters for Noah's great-grandson Nimrod. Babylon was the beginning of Nimrod's kingdom. It was a prototype for the world economic center, the place where the Antichrist will rule the world in the last days. I must remind you that this ancient city of Babylon has never been destroyed and will come back to power. The study of the history of Babylon in our previous programs have prepared us for this particular study and the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. This week we'll conclude our study of Babylon, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of this great city, and this will help you to understand why the focus of the world has been on the Middle East country of Iraq. We'll look at Revelation 18. So please take your Bible and let's go to Revelation chapter 18.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Go to Revelation chapter 18. The next event in God's calendar of activities is the rapture of the church. Then there's going to be a seven-year period of time. The first 3.5 years of the tribulation period will be chapter 17, that false church with Nimrod's radical protege involved. That's the Antichrist, and he rules that false church. Notice what happens at the false church at the end of 3.5 years. Have you got chapter 17? Look at chapter 17 and verse 60. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast would be, of course, the Antichrist. The 10 horns would be the revived Roman Empire. These shall hate the whore. The whore will be the false church, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. They're going to destroy the false church. Verse 17, how does this come about? For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill His will. God is going to use human government. He's going to put it in their hearts to fulfill His will. Look what it says. And to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, the Antichrist, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. He's going to give it over to the Antichrist. It's going to move its headquarters from Rome, Italy. That place is devastated. Burned to the ground. Look at chapter 18, verse 1. And after these things, after what? After those first 3.5 years, after the false church is destroyed. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having a great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. Babylon in chapter 17 is a false religion. Mystery Babylon. Chapter 18, it's a city. Six times the word city is used in chapter 18. Three times the word Babylon. 9 times it's talking about the city. The word great is used 8 times. The great city of Babylon. It's going to be destroyed. It's going to be why? The national, international headquarters for a one world economic, political, governmental system. Economic? Oh yeah, read through chapter 18. The merchants of the world wax rich in partnership with the Antichrist. They have a system that will be put in place. A system? You mean something like you have to have an identification mark to buy or sell? Which is chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, verses 16 and 17. Oh, it talks about, and everybody says 666 on the back of the forehead or the back of the hand, front of the forehead. It doesn't say 666. It just says a mark, the mark of the beast. Will it be 666? I don't know. Will it be a computer chip? I don't know. Will it be a tattoo? I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. It says it's an identification mark on the forehead, the back of the hand, and you have to have it to buy or sell in this last 3.5 years. Now let me see. How can we put that together? Oh, I got an idea. How about a worldwide economic crisis? When the leaders of the world come together and say, we need a global structure to bring us out of this economic chaos. and to put us on secure base. That's where we are. The economic center of the world in Iraq at Babylon. Well, then what happens? It's wiped out. Verse 10. Look at chapter 18, verse 10. Chapter 18, verse 10. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come." Look at verse 17. "For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught." Look at the last part of verse 19. "For in 1 hour is she made desolate." How does it happen? Go back to chapter 16. Chapter 16 is the prophecy of the last seven judgments. During the tribulation period, there will be three sets of seven judgments. There will be seven seal judgments, seven trumpet judgments, seven vial judgments. That's 21 judgments. Here's number 21, chapter 16, verse 17, number 21. "And the seventh angel poured out his vial unto the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, 'It is done!' And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the face of the earth, so mighty and so great an earthquake." By the way, that's going to be a part of how it's destroyed. The greatest earthquake to ever hit the earth will happen. Verse 19, "And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the vine of the fierceness of his wrath, because they messed with my temple, destroyed my temple. I'm going to kill them, wipe them off the face of the earth." Verses 20 and 21 says, "We'll use hailstones the size of a talent." That's about 75 pounds. Can you imagine a hailstorm of 75-pound hailstones? And they wipe out Babylon. Babylon is to be destroyed. It will become a mighty international headquarters headed up by Antichrist. Be destroyed. You ever wonder why the United States military went into Iraq in 2003? You may not understand this. Judy and I have been journalists for 19 years in Jerusalem. Let me tell you what was going on in Israel in 2003. We heard the word from Iraq. Israeli intelligence backed it up that Saddam Hussein had put together a 7 million man army. He called it the Jerusalem Army. 7 million people. Every one of them had weapons training. 2,000 had volunteered to be suicide bombers. Saddam Hussein stated his purpose was to come to Jerusalem to liberate Jerusalem and give it to the Palestinian people. That's what they were going to do. Israeli intelligence believe it. The Israeli Defense Force went on high alert. Listen, Judy and I were there for those 39 Scud attacks in 1991. We knew Saddam would do what he said he was going to do. We knew he was going to come in with a Jerusalem army. Israel went on high alert. Let me tell you what I think happened. Now, I was not there, so don't hold me to this. But I believe this is what I think happened. I'm just imagining, but I think this happened. In heaven, God is looking down. He sees Saddam with a 7 million man army. He says, "Wow, what is Saddam doing? No place in my Bible do I write and prophesy Iraq will attack Jerusalem." Not a place. Iraq will never attack Jerusalem in the Bible. It's not there. I'm just imagining I wasn't there. "Jesus, come here, I want to talk to you. You see what's going on down there, son?" "I do, Father." "You're going to have to do something about it." "You're right, Jesus." I'm just imagining. "You're right, Jesus." I think Jesus probably said, "Father, what are you going to do?" He looked down for a moment and he said, "I think I'll get me a cowboy. Go find that little weasel in a hole someplace. Shut him down." Now, I'm just imagining. I wasn't there, so I don't know for sure. Folks, listen. Did you hear me read chapter 17 of Revelation, verse 17? What did it say? God put in the hearts of evil men to accomplish his will. I'm not calling George W. evil. I believe he's a believer. I believe he's a Christian. But let me tell you this. I believe God moved on him and used him to send us in there to shut down Saddam Hussein. Why? Because Iraq has to become that superpower. Saddam was stopping that from happening. God intercede, shut him down. And Iraq is being rebuilt. Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, a PhD from MIT, says that Iraq is going to become the Silicon Valley of the world, because they are putting in state-of-the-art cutting-edge telecommunications. Dubai is going to look like a backwater city. They are going to rebuild this city. Do you know petroleum engineers tell us that all the oil in Saudi Arabia and Iran will disappear? It'll be gone. And the third greatest source will then be the first greatest source, and that source will be Iraq. Under the earth in Iraq is the greatest oil deposit in the history of the world. They've only used 2% of it, and they'll become the richest nation, the wired nation, the political center. And God's prophecy will be fulfilled. He destroys Babylon. You know what the next thing Jesus does? Steps back on the Mount of Olives. That's the next thing. It has never been like this in the history of the world. Babylon, the superpower, to be destroyed, and Christ steps back on the earth in Jerusalem. Before that, Babylon's a superpower, one world economic, political, governmental headquarters for the Antichrist. Before that, the one world church from Rome, which is destroyed. And before that, and we're out of here to see Jesus. Two questions and I close. For so close to all of this happening, like never in the history of the world, how close could be? How then ought we to live? Father, thank you for your awesome word, amazing, articulate, accurate, absolute, authoritative. And it tells us you graciously have given us the scenario for the end times. We can simply read it and recognize exactly what it says. And when we do, like Daniel of old, when he read Jeremiah, that Jerusalem would be desolate for a 70-year period of time, he was able to determine where he was in God's time. And in chapter 9 of Daniel, verses 3 to 23, he falls on his face, confesses his sin, gets his heart right with God. The prophet John the Apostle, he wrote all about this as well, chapters 17 and 18 of Revelation. And at the end of his ministry, he also said something very exciting. Do you remember what he prayed? Even so come, Lord Jesus. Is that your heart? Is that your ambition? Your hunger? Your attraction? Jesus to come? How many of you would say, be willing to say with John the Revelator, even so come, Lord Jesus? Father, help us to realize the times in which we're living, the ramifications of praying, even so come, Lord Jesus. We must be prepared. We must be pure. We must be productive. In light of that, thank you, Lord.
As we have studied these passages today, we realize how close we are to the return of Jesus Christ at His second coming. But remember, 7 years before the second coming, the rapture will happen, when Jesus calls us to join Him in the heavens. By the way, that rapture could happen at any moment. Can you pray that prayer that John the Apostle prayed so many years ago when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus"? Never in the history of this world has it been just like it is today. This should help us to realize how close we are to the rapture. I would encourage you to pray on a daily basis, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get our entire study on Babylon.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...